Pupsie. Looking at me, taking notes. I think they're gonna try to steal my radio show. These construction workers these days. No internet in the studio. That's cool. Alright, this is still annoying. I can't have this. What is going on in my life? Okay, hey, Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, the internet is down. So check your internet at home, folks. I think there might be a worldwide power outage affecting you and 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 you. Still getting cool. I have to get real cool, real relaxed. Oh, nothing like raisinettes. Canned raisinettes. Raisinettes. There are things better than canned raisinettes, but there's nothing quite like them. Are you gonna work now, internet? Okay, now it's back up. I can update the Accu playlist over there at WFMU.org. Hello to everybody hanging out with their leaning against the wall. That is the WFMU comments board section that runs adjacent to this program. Parallel. I don't know the difference. I went to Rhode Island College, and we had to evacuate because there was like a air problem. And I just, you know, and they never let us back in. Boom. All right. Hello, I'm Bucci. This is the de facto holiday show for the 2023 year of the holiday season. It's just like perfect timing. Everyone wants a holiday show on the 19th of December.
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, 5 days or so after Hanukkah, week before Christmas. Everyone's in that mood, that December 19th mood. Yeah, and I'm going to be out of office next week. James the Poet is going to be filling in for me. So I figured I'd do this thing today. And it is a thing, capital T. And if you don't celebrate the holidays or don't want to celebrate the holidays, which I totally understand, just stay tuned. Because I bet you find something in this hour that you're going to enjoy.
Ho, ho, ho!
All right, this music is so loud. The music is not the show. Bucci is the show. New Order isn't gonna muscle in on Bucci.
Bucci. adage.
So I'm just going to keep new out order real low. So, yeah, Christmas. As a strict Catholic, I was brought up to love Christmas. But after, you know, a little bit, I kind of moved away from it, put away childish things, and picked up more childish things. But lately, I've kind of developed a little bit of a tradition, a little Christmas tradition.
Bootch-dition.
That is pathetic. What?
Bootch-dition.
Yeah, okay, a bootch-dition. Ridiculous. Which is on top of all the other gifts that I give others, I give myself a little gift. Why not? That's a rhetorical question. It's because I give and give and give and give. So why not a little bit of a little kickback for Bucci? I give great gifts too. Med kits, new dresses. You like a new dress? Be Bucci's friend. Loose furs. They're not a part of a coat, they're just kind of an assortment, like remnants. Wood is very expensive. People say, they look at it, you know, when they unwrap a cord of wood, they're like, oh, a cord of wood, they say. But like, you know how expensive that was? My cell phone number, I give that out to lucky people for Christmas presents. You never saw happier people. Plus, everyone in the family and extended family now gets a link to the Bucci podcast on Apple with instructions to how to subscribe to it. It's really important you subscribe to the podcast. That's what I write in the card. So, yeah, I think I deserve a little bit of present as well.
Bucci deserves.
Because I've gotten, boy, oi! That boy rocketed me back and I had to push myself forward. Man, my voice is powerful today. Oh, sorry for that terrible slurping. I need to get like a metal straw or something. But yeah, I deserve something too, because I've gotten some lousy gifts, let me tell you. All sorts of crap. Med kits, wood, new dresses, these weird loose furs. I've gotten my own cell number. You know, that's what you get. That's what you get.
Bucci adage.
Yeah, I guess that's a Bucci adage. So, what do I give myself? I'm assuming everyone's asking. I haven't checked the chat. Well, it's not a book. You know, I didn't pick up like Lou Reed's new biography, The King of New York. I would like to read it, but I haven't picked that one up yet because it is like $50 or something. Game system. I've never gotten, you know, I don't get myself like game cubes. An iPhone 4, which I could definitely use. This is a present. The present I give myself is one that lasts a lifetime. I'm talking about a tattoo.
Bootch-too.
Now that's a solid drop right there. Let's hear that again.
Bootch-too.
It's a portmanteau, Bucci and a tattoo. That is a solid, that is great. Nice job, my uncle. Yeah, anyway, tattoos. I'm really into them. I always have been, always. And I tend to get them once a year, right around this time of year. And just once a year. I find it's a very good way to mark time. And also, you know, I can look at my body and I can tell how old I am. And when I die, the coroner will be able to read my body and tell the cops how old I was too. So it's, you know, I don't go as a John Doe for too long. But these tattoos always hit the spot, and they express, you know, my individuality and my belief in personal freedom. Because as people who follow me on Instagram know, Bucci Knights. Bucci is an individual. I've gotten some good ones. Baby. Skull on Fire. That was my first one. Family Crest, which is a bucket hat flanked by two griffins. Knife going through the skin and popping up the other side. That's a good one. Devil Girl. Not a naked Devil Girl. You know, one that's wearing, you know, pants and a WFMU t-shirt. Infinity symbol. Infinity symbol. It's a lot. A lot of different kinds. But lately, I've been getting... I just got my sleeves. Sleeve tattoos. Not the ones that go all the way up your whole arm. I really don't like those types of tattoos. Like some kind of weird sleeve that you can never roll up. That's Bucci's nightmare. I just don't get it. Imagine you roll up your sleeves of your dress shirt when you're ready to buckle down and do some real work on Bucci. And then there's another sleeve sticking out the bottom of your shirt. Some stupid koi head. A wave of fire. Forget about it. So when Bucci gets his sleeves done, he does it literally. Let me explain what I mean, because the tatted up element of the chat is going nuts. So on my right leg, I have a tattoo of a sleeve of a sweatshirt of mine. The sleeve says Penn State on it. And on my left leg is an Adidas track jacket sleeve. And then on my back shoulder, I have a sleeve of a polo shirt. It was the polo shirt that I was wearing when I first kissed my recent most beautiful wife.
Recent wife.
So I wanted to commemorate that event. I think it was the last time I kissed her too, now that I'm thinking about it. And across my neck, all around the front of my neck, I have a sleeve of a crisp. A dress shirt. Super crisp. I don't know if I ever mentioned that I have a big neck tattoo. Well, I have a big neck tattoo. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
It is.
Adage.
I thought so. You know, the neck tattoo is cool, but it's sort of a gift and a curse, as Monk would say. I mean, I do love it, but it's probably why I almost swore friggin' Reebok won't hire me. They have this stupid policy, NNT, they call it, no neck tattoos. But whatever. I mean, that's a problem, but it ultimately, I believe it's worth it. And I also can get a lot of sleeve tattoos this way. You know, other people, like, they get, oh, I got my sleeves tatted up. Well, how many times did you do that? Twice. And I got the leg, so four times. I'm like, oh, yeah? I have 7. I can get as many sleeve tattoos as my body will hold. And I want it to hold a ton of them before I'm in my grave. I mean, yeah. Tattoos are an addiction, people. Anyone with a lot of them knows that. It's hard to stop. In fact, right before this show, a couple hours, I went and I got to get my 2023 Christmas tattoo. And this one was going to be mind-blowing because it was on my right bicep. It's a t-shirt sleeve with a pack of cigarettes rolled up in it. So, and my idea was it would line up perfectly with my arm, so it would look like I always had cigarettes hidden in the flesh of my arm. And I tried a new tattooist this year. I usually go to this guy, Steve, because, you know, he's a good tattooist. But I heard about this new one. He was highly, highly recommended. Gary of Gary's Tattoos and Piercings. And he specializes in very realistic tats, which is the style that I wanted for this particular tattoo. And boy, I had quite the experience there. So I was actually just going to tell you what happened to me while I was there. But then I remembered while I was there, I did that classic Bucci thing where I record people secretly. And I did that with our conversation. So here we go. Let me turn that down completely. See a new order. Here it is, hot off the press, hot off the iPhone 2, and uncut. The story of the Christmas tattoo.
Really warm for December.
Yeah, definitely.
It was 50 degrees today.
Supposed to be 57 tomorrow.
It's crazy. That is crazy.
Sorry, this is Bucci back in the studio. That's not the good part. Let me fast forward. Through this. Let me get to the good part.
And that's the moral of the story.
No, that's not right. That's too far. That's the end of the story. Rewind. This should be it. All right.
And that's...
Nope, that's the moral of the story again.
No, I can tell you a story.
There it is.
I used to be a real evil tattooist. I was a bad guy. You know, I was good at my job, you know, but I would do evil things with the tattoos I did. Like, I would misspell people's names on purpose, or I put temporary tattoos on people and convince them that they were real. As my business expanded, I used all my connections in city government to force the elderly couple who owned the convenience store next door to sell their property for a third of what it was worth. I had Trump stuff all over the walls.
Great.
But then last Christmas, all that changed. It was Christmas Eve and I was about to close up shop. I had just put on my coat when the bells on my door chimed and a thin, pale person came in. They asked if I was still tattooing. I didn't want to miss out on the money. I knew I could charge that holiday rate, you know. So I agreed to do the work. They sat down in the chair, this very chair you're in now. I asked them what they wanted. Tattoo whatever you like, they said in a quiet voice. You know, that's weird, but I've had clients like that who trust me to make something great for them out of my own imagination. Big mistake, I thought. Big mistake. And I decided I was going to do something funny, like I was going to do the comedy tragedy masks, both throwing up onto like Samuel Beckett's face or something. It's going to be great. So I started tattooing. Soon I realized I wasn't doing the masks. It was like I had given up my control of the gun. It was guiding me where it wanted to go. I tattooed a face. It was the face of a little boy, 11, 12 years old. It looked familiar. And as I filled in the detail, I realized who it was.
Who?
It was me. Whoa. Me as a young kid. I was sitting alone in a room of some kind. I was drawing. Through the window, you could see children playing outside. By the calendar on the wall, you could tell it was Christmas Eve. A teacher watched the boy draw. The boy obviously took a lot of pride in his work. He held the picture up for his teacher to see. It was a beautiful skull with a rose in its eye.
This is all in one tattoo?
The teacher looked at the drawing and told the boy it was bad. He ripped up the picture in front of the boy. "You will never be a tattooist," the teacher shouted. "Never. Never." The boy started crying. I could feel his tears running down my customer's arm. Pretty soon I was crying too. When I finished, my strange customer examined the piece carefully. "What a sad little boy you drew," they said. "I wonder where that sad, angry little boy is today." And I felt deep shame at that moment. What had I become? I was so far away from that boy who loved art.
The sad little boy was you.
But then suddenly I became angry. Who is this person, this customer, to judge me? Gary. I turned to them and I said, "That little boy is right in front of you, and I'm not little anymore, pal. So get the out of my store now." And I threw them into the snow.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
I was definitely rattled. And I was ready to go. And I was about to when the bells on the door jingled a second time. A large woman came into the shop. By now it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was missing my Christmas Eve dinner.
Your family has Christmas dinner at 2 in the morning?
No, hold still.
Ah, jeez. Poochie.
I didn't want to do it again, but money is money. So I asked the woman what kind of tattoo she wanted, and again, I was told it didn't matter. So I started my work, letting the needle go where it wanted to go. Soon I'd created a wide city street across her back. There were people milling around, going from shop to shop, carrying gifts, laughing. Laughing and smiling. I saw my own shop among the stores. In front of it was a teenager with money in his hand and that look in his eye that said, "I can't wait to get my first tattoo." But he was pulled back. "Don't go in there," his friend said. "He messed up my cousin's ink on purpose." Shocked, I turned and looked out the window of my shop. I saw the teenager and his friend walking away. I saw them go into my competition's place across the street. No, come back," I said to the tattoo. "Come back, I'm open." But they didn't come back. It was just a tattoo. "You bastard," I said to the woman. "You drove away good business in this economy." The woman says, "Not my fault you have a bad reputation and your only customers are tourists and cheapskates."
"Hey, not tourists."
I said, "Take your freaky tattoo and get the hell out of my business." And then I threw her out into the snow and slammed the door behind her.
Wow, what a crazy ending to that story.
No, it's not over yet. I must have fallen asleep after that. I woke up to hear the bells chime a third time. A stranger stood over me. It had the hood of his jacket pulled over his face. I could see two perfectly blue eyes staring out from the darkness. Looking at it, I felt a fear like I had never felt before. A nameless horror. "Tattoo?" I croaked. The figure nodded its head. I asked it what it wanted a tattoo of. The figure raised one impossibly thin finger and pointed at me. "Mummy?" I said. The figure nodded. I had never done this before, tattooed myself, but at least this one told me what to do, gave me some direction. "Where do you want it?" I asked. It pointed at me again. "Mummy?" I stammered. I tried to protest. I told them I don't want a tattoo of me on me, that I don't even have any tattoos, that I hate tattoos. But still, he pointed, and I couldn't resist. So, I lay on my back, and on my own belly, I started to do a tattoo of my face. thought I'd do a piece that showed me as I am now, how I view myself, rich, cool, young, good at tattooing. But the more I tried to do this, the more haggard and wretched I turned out. I drew wrinkle on top of wrinkle. I drew sad, tired eyes, a bald head, a sore-ridden mouth. I got older and older until I died right there on my stomach. No one came to mourn me. My store was sold back to that old couple. I continued to tattoo on, unable to stop. Up on my chest, I carved out a rounded stone. I added shadow to it, gray ink, and I realized I was tattooing my own grave. My eyes widened as I wrote the epitaph. Here lies an evil tattooist. No one gave a shit about him. When I saw that, I dropped my tattoo gun. No more. No more. No more tattoo, I wept. Please, I don't want to be a tattoo. I don't want to be evil. I don't want to die alone and unmourned. Please, spirit, please give me one more chance. Please, 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 please. And then suddenly I awoke. The sun was pouring into my shop. It was Christmas morning. I felt a joy overwhelm me. I'd been given a second chance. I laughed. And I promised, right there and in front of God and Christmas and everything, that from that day on, I would use all my skill to make people happy with their tattoos. No blowouts or misspelled names. No anatomical mistakes. People around the world would say about me, "You want a tattoo? You should go to Gary. I hear he's really good." And that's the moral of the story.
That's nice. Nice moral, I guess. Is that a moral?
Yeah, that Christmas changed my life. Okay, buddy. You're done.
Thanks, I really... What? This is terrible.
What?
Look at this. I wanted a sleeve. You tattooed my whole arm.
That's what a sleeve is.
No, you idiot. I meant an actual sleeve. I explained this to you.
I thought.
You didn't think. That's the problem. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I just got lost. I just wanted to tell you about how I stopped being an evil tattooist.
Yeah. And you became a bad one. I'm not paying for this.
No. I'm sorry. No.
Bucci out.
But I've changed.
Ho, ho, ho.
I've changed. This is Bucci back in the studio, WFMU Central. Whoa, that was weird, right? Some people have real problems. So I have a sleeve tattoo now, and it's not the one that I really want. I don't know about that moral he was saying. I don't even think, like, that seemed to be not, I don't know. The moral of the story as I see it is, and what I'm going to write on Yelp, is just because someone is visited by Christmas spirits and has shown the nature of their ways and is all of a sudden good overnight, which I don't buy at all, by the way, that doesn't mean they get off the hook entirely. They still need to be good at their jobs. Like, you know, Scrooge was good. You could say a lot about Scrooge, and a lot of people have, especially people in the chat. But he was good at his job. And then afterwards, he's given away gooses that are as old as Tiny Tim or whatever. So maybe focus on the tattoo and forget about the parable. You know, one star. The second moral is I need to get this sleeve tattoo erased as soon as possible before I go home for Christmas, because my family takes one look at this thing and I don't want to say it. Like I said, strict Catholic. I won't be able to be buried in a Catholic cemetery because they don't allow sleeve. They allow all tattoos except for the ones that go all the way down your arm. I don't know, man. The Pope said it. So anyone who can remove a lot of, like a whole big section of ink on skin, just email me, bucci@wfmu.org. But the rest of the show isn't going to be about removing tattoos. It's going to be about adding tattoos on you. On you. I'm all set up. I got a tattoo gun. I brought it. Here. Antiseptic, different color ink, anticoagulant, I'll try to pronounce that later. Stencils, paper towels, anticoagulant, that's it. All I need is your imagination and a desire to get a really amateur tattoo on the radio. So it's Bucci Tattoos You. It's a Christmas tattooing. So that is after the break. So now, let's see. Let's play a song that has nothing to do with the holidays or tattoos, and I'm already getting tired of saying that word. It's the only kind of tumor that I like. It's Eve's tumor. God. Is a circle. Only on WFMU.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
A Christmas tattooing. Let Bucci tattoo you.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
You tear everything apart just to find out everyone you love loves someone else. Sometimes it feels like it's...
Hey. Bucci, back. We're giving out tattoos. I mean, by we, I mean me, Bucci. You want a tattoo? Let's do it. It's a Christmas or holiday tattooing. Couple of rules, of course. When you call and get a tattoo at 201-209-9368. No vulgar. Nothing vulgar. Nothing saucy. Unless you want a jar of Bucci's Halloween gravy on your arm or something. I'll do that. That's the only kind of sauce that I'm going to do. No thigh tattoos. Leg tattoos will have to be below the knee. No stomach tattoos. I don't want to go anywhere near your stomach. Okay? Nowhere near your stomach.
Bucci, promise.
All right. Let's get going. Call you a Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. How are you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you, and what's your name?
My name's Brett, and I'm calling from Flint.
Michigan.
Correct.
Hey, Brett. So do you want to get you ready to get tatted up?
Yes. I've never had a tattoo, but I think it's about time.
First one, hey? So, all right. Yeah. So what do you want?
Well, you know, I see nowadays a lot of people with, police officers with their thin blue line flag tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And the firefighters with the thin red line tattoo.
Yep, and then the thin white line of insurance salesman, right?
Yeah, exactly. And see, they even have one for loss prevention.
Yep. Dog walkers get one.
Where's my profession? Where's my thin line tattoo?
Okay, so where is it? Is it on your leg or arm, or where do you want it?
I was thinking probably, you know, on my arm. I want it to be something that I can show off, but I can also cover up.
Below the elbow, you mean, right?
Above.
Above the
elbow. Yeah, I can roll up my sleeve.
Oh, you're going to roll your sleeve up way, way high. Okay, so we've gone too far. What is your profession, and what is this flag going to look like? I mean, you got to tell me.
I'm a public school teacher.
Okay.
And so I want it to look just like the other ones. I want it to be black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe something on it to distinguish the fact that I'm a teacher.
Okay. When you are teaching, what is the color? When I think of color and teachers, I would think green. Would green work? Or is that for the army or something?
They've taken it. They've claimed green, Bucci.
What if it's the alphabet? A, B, C, D. You know, it's like the line is the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That might work.
Yeah. Because the color is not going to be work. So when you say that might work, is that what you want?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I think
too late. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, please.
All right. So extend your arm out. I mean, I'm going to put it on your bicep if that's okay, right?
That's fine.
All right.
Can you wipe it off first? Swab it off.
Wipe what off?
Just to make sure that there's no infection.
Yeah. Well, you're the first one, so you have the new needle. Everyone else is screwed.
Everybody else gets mine. Okay. Okay. Cool.
All right. So because it is Christmas, I have to put a little Christmas music on, and let's go with the tattooing. Just sit still, please. So, is anyone going to be happy? Everyone's going to be happy about this tattoo, or are you going to catch some hell?
I think I'm at the age now where, I mean, every other person has a tattoo, right? So
right.
What's the big deal?
That is so true, right? They've kind of lost their luster. But this one's going to be really good because it's going to be, well, whoa, you got an alpha. But first they're going to think you're a racist.
Yes.
And then they're going to look carefully and say, oh, okay. It's
yes,
something else.
They're going to find out as a public school teacher that I'm most likely an anti-racist.
Yeah, most likely. You certainly are part of the woke mob. All right, so there you go, buddy. That's your. How does it look? The bleeding is natural and normal.
Well, as a teacher, Bucci, I would say it you did a great job. I would give it an A.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That A. I need more A's in my life. I'm a. Yeah, that's the end of that sentence. All right, man, don't wear a white shirt because it will bleed through, and just smear some Vaseline on that baby, all right?
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you.
See you, Brett. Call you Gabucci. Hello.
Yes.
Tell me your name. What's your name?
Hi, Bucci. This is Seth.
Hey, Seth. How you doing?
Yeah, man. I'm doing all right.
Oh, that's very mysterious. So, what kind of tattoo do you want?
I thought of a solution for your sleeve problem.
Oh, what is it? Please, please.
Well, it's inexpensive yet effective.
Uh-huh.
You chop your arm off and throw it into the river for the fishes.
No. First off, that is the ultimate price, so that is not inexpensive at all. And
well,
why should...
monetarily. I'm speaking monetarily.
Oh, sure. And also, I don't think most fish don't eat flesh, you know. I think it's, well, maybe they do. I don't know. I'll think about
fat.
It, right? All right, I'll think about it. So let's move away from my nightmare on my body and go to your body, which, what kind of tattoo do you want?
Well, I got this drawing, this symbol. It's three fish that share one head.
You are a fish-centric guy, huh? Three fish, one head.
It's kind of fishy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's P-H-I-S-H, right?
No.
Oh. Okay,
no
so...
No more bouncing around the room. Not
so
right now.
Three fish, one head. So it's three tails, three bodies, and one head.
Exactly.
What kind of...
It's kind of a triangulated head, but it's a Christmas tattoo because each or any of the fish is emblematic of either... faith, hope, or love.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. That's very nice.
It's,
So is this like a Japanese style tattoo where it's kind of in that style where it's very detailed and colorful?
Yeah, it was like a Buddhist. And then Allen Ginsberg used it on the cover of, he drew it on a cover of one of his poetry books.
Oh, this is an Allen Ginsberg original. He's not going to, his family's not going to sue me, right? It's very litigious, that Ginsberg family, I've heard.
Nah, he's dead. He doesn't care.
What? He's dead? Oh, my God. Seth, you just broke.
Figuratively speaking, yeah.
Right. All right, so I'm going to do three fish, one head. And what did you say what kind of fish you wanted? Was it koi? I imagine some sort of koi or grouper or something.
Yeah, I think that's probably. Yeah.
Where do you want it?
I don't know, man, because there's so many fish in the sea. You know what I mean? I don't know exactly.
Enough philosophizing.
Yeah, so it looks like a real fish.
Where do you want it? Quick, I got to know.
Where? On my chest.
Okay, rip open that shirt of yours.
All right, it was already open. I already did that.
Oh, that's so bad. All right, here we go. Does that hurt?
It tickles a little bit. Kind of burns too.
Okay. So is people going to be really impressed by this? Huh? I think I would wear a mesh shirt or something if I had this. Oops, sorry. Jeez, you have a very, I really wish you had shaved this chest. This is really uncomfortable for me. Oh, every hair is like a little hand, little sea anemone grabbing my fingers. All right, that's it. You're done. Seth, thank you so much. I got to let you go. But again, smear some things and don't, the blood is part of it. Part of the experience.
Yeah.
The Bucci experience.
Part of the deal.
Bye. Call you a Bucci.
Hi, Bucci.
Oh, hey, Franco. Hey, I got a full board. What kind of tattoo do you want?
I want a Spanish conquistador.
I knew this was going to be a whole
sitting
thing.
On a polka dot mushroom eating a pastrami sandwich.
It's too detailed. I only have 30 seconds to do this tattoo. Can you pick a couple of elements?
It's a quick sketch. It doesn't have to be like, you know.
All right. So
John David Ang or anything like
that. Yeah, like a fine line tattoo, all right? Nothing too. All right.
Just make it look like something Charles Schulz would have done when he was drunk.
When he was on sure. So, and he was often. So, where do you want it? And be very careful.
On the palm of my hand.
Oh, I like that small area. All right, hold out your hand. This is going to hurt. There's a lot of nerve endings in the hand. So
I know.
No screaming. Are you ready?
I'm biting right.
I'm already giving you the tattoo.
My arm.
All right.
Okay.
So, this is really nice. You're a very unique guy, and you have a really unique tattoo. And done.
Hurt.
Does it hurt? All right, just blow on it. Blow on it, baby. Blow on it. All right. I gotta go. I can't have any more of that. Call Yiga Bucci. Hello, you have Bucci.
Uh-oh, the dial tone.
Call Yiga Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Hey, yeah, sorry to follow.
Thank you for your apology.
Right. Well, you seem like you're not getting the calls, and then it's like, okay, well, join in, but you got a full board, so we'll look fast.
I'm getting plenty
Bucci,
of calls. So what do you want, Zach? Do you want
Bucci?
You don't want
I
your
want
face,
either.
Do you?
I don't know if you're comfortable doing the face tattoos you talked about next.
Do you want like a yogurt parfait next to your mouth? I can do a face tattoo like that. That's
no,
a pretty.
I would like your face tattooed on my face because we don't know what you look like.
No. So I'm going to do how about a bucket hat pulled down low over the nose and then a real red lipstick? How about that?
Could you tone? Can you mute it down? Real red, but dark red.
Too late. I'm already tattooing you.
Yeah, do it. Just darker a little bit.
All right, darker, more lines.
Can I see a mirror?
I gotta. What is going on here?
Yes. Are you calling someone?
Hold up. Yeah, I'm calling someone. All right, gotta let you go, man. I hope you enjoy that tattoo. I have to figure out this board. I think it's this one. Now I gotta let that one go. There we go. Call Yiga Bucci. Hello. Hello, Yiga Bucci. Silence? I can't tattoo silence. I can't tattoo the air. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. Call Yiga Bucci.
Yo, Booch. How you doing?
Yo. Who's this?
It's a couple G's.
How you doing, two G's?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some ink on my back.
Ink on your back. E I on your B. What kind of tattoo do you want first?
All right. I'm a big Dracula fan. Oh. I like the Draculas.
I like Dracula too.
I'm
sorry to say that we have that in common. Yeah, old right. Dracula, old school Dracula, the jewel wearing Dracula, right? He has the medallion.
I kind of want you to do something a little spectacular, but quick as you can.
A little spectacular.
Because I got time to do. So I like to have like a dinner scene with Bela Lugosi, Nosferatu, Blackula, Catula, Robert Pattinson, and Blade.
Is this like a Jesus kind of like the Last Supper kind of style?
Last Supper. And then above them,
I knew you were going to say
like
that.
Looking upon them, like, you know, like lovingly. Mm. Could I have like, you know, like famous, like Bram Stoker and Anne Rice?
What about Gary Oldman Dracula?
Yeah, we can have Gary Oldman Dracula.
That's one of the best Draculas.
You know what? He got dirty on that one.
I think
he's a good Dracula.
All right, this is on your back. Turn
for Lee Dracula then. We can't exclude him.
All right, so we have all the Draculas. Turn around, please. I'm going to put it on your back.
All right.
This is going to be a little bit ignorant art style because we don't have
a
whole lot.
On my back. Just work it in.
Yeah, I'll turn that into maybe I'll use that sore as the sore on Bela Lugosi's arm from all his heroin use. How about that?
There we go.
All right, here we go. No wincing. No wincing or crying.
I'm just passing gas.
Oh, Jesus. All right, and flex a little bit the back and just stretch out your back. I need to get as taut canvas as possible.
Like this, you want it?
Yes, that's what I want. And you're done. Thank you very much, Zach. I mean, 2 G's.
Whoa.
I lose. It's, you know, double G. I hope
right,
you like it.
And happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, basically. Call Yagabuchi. Why does the darkness and the abyss always call Bucci? Is it a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
201-209-9368. If you want Bucci to tattoo you, it's a Christmas tattooing. And I will tattoo a Christmas tree if you want, or... the words, this is a tribal tattoo, or WFMU across your knuckles, or fight for your right to party across the knuckles. It'd have to be really squished together, but I'll do it. Call Yagabuchi.
Hey, how is it? How are you?
Hey, is this Hero?
Yes, it is.
Check this out.
Uh-oh, the dial tone.
Hey.
Did you hear that? Yeah, go ahead. Well, first off, Hero, I don't know if you're old enough to get a tattoo.
No, I don't. I'm not old enough.
I can't have my license taken away from me by you.
Yeah, but I do have one of my Lego Knights with me. They want one.
You want one of your Lego Knights is going to... okay. So they're pretty small, though. This is going to have to be a very, very tricky tattoo, I think. What kind of tattoo does your knight want?
What?
What kind of tattoo does your knight want?
He wants a sword. He wants a sword on his arm.
A sword? Is his
own... Near his hand.
Okay. And it's his own sword, I imagine?
Yes.
And it's like a sword, so he'll always have a sword. Even if he's captured or something, he'll have a secret sword on him.
Yeah.
Okay, hold out. Tell your knight to hold out his little plastic arm, please.
All right,
here we go.
All right.
That was really quick because it was just a little bit. How does he look? Is he? Those little Legos don't bleed, do they, huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, if you...
He's very pleased.
I'm very pleased that he's pleased. I've never pleased a Lego before. Hero, when you do grow up, do you ever think you want a tattoo? Maybe something engineering, like maybe like a schematic, like a schematic of a hotel or something like that.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm glad I could provide your Lego guy some joy this Christmas season.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, buddy. Bye. 201-209-9368. I'm tattooing the I almost swore out of people. If you want a tattoo real quick, we got a few minutes left. You want to maybe, you know what I've always thought was a pretty good tattoo? If you get like a tattoo of your favorite band, like across your chest, and then like a detail thing, like maybe if you really love Soundgarden, you could get the word Soundgarden across your chest, and then that Soundgarden sun, and then you don't have to wear your Soundgarden t-shirt anymore. What else? Cigarette in the palm of your hand, so you always have a cigarette. Camouflage. Maybe you want some camouflage. You'll always blend in, like to brick, like a brick wall camouflage. That would be a big ask. I don't know if I can do that in 2 minutes. I am quick. Permanent makeup? I think that is a thing. You know, then you always have a little blush. I will not do ritual scarring. Call you, Gabucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey. Jessa. Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm kind of having a hard time deciding about this tattoo. Okay, I think I'm going to go with the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk, gray or red or green.
Ho ho ho.
Gray. I like black. Yeah, black and gray.
Oh, the smart Hulk. Okay, and where would you like it, Jessa? On your arm or back of your leg?
On my calf.
Your calf. Okay, I can do that. I mean, it's going to have to be really narrow Hulk, but I'll do it. Just roll up your jeans real...
There's more... I mean, yeah, it's going to be on, like, a proportional scale. You can do that.
Sure. That's true. That's very wise. All right, Jessa, roll up your jeans.
I do want him, like,
jeans.
Hulking out.
All right, he'll be flexing. How about that?
But he's going to be the Hulk, right? It's not going to be Bruce Banner.
No, it's not going to be Bruce Banner. Though it will be Hulk up top, Bruce Banner down below, if that's okay.
Is in your professional opinion?
Yep. Oh, that's it. I already did it. So.
No.
How does it look?
That was fast. That's the quickest, quietest tattoo I ever got.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm very, very. I don't know what to tell you. Bucci doesn't waste a minute, especially when he only has
Excellent.
2 minutes left of
well,
the show.
Let me let you go. I think you probably your board is like blowing up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. All right. See you, Jess. It was blowing up, but then people got scared. Maybe they don't like a lot of blood. Micah, do you have any tattoos?
Nope.
Do you want one?
Nope.
Temporary one?
Nope.
Micah's not feeling it.
All right. I love tattoo. I hope everybody out there, the people who got there, and I hope no one gets yelled at. You want to do that sleeve idea of mine, too, when you get actual sleeve tattoos on your shoulder or leg or whatever. Do that. Just give Bucci a credit. Real quick, call you Gabucci. What do you want for as a tattoo?
Hello?
Yes, hello. What do you want as a tattoo very quickly?
Some regret.
All right, here we go. It's going to be on the top of your head.
Top of my head. Some regret. Got it.
All right, thanks very much. Go in peace. I mean, whatever. I don't even know what that means. You've been listening and getting a tattoo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online all the time at WFMU.org. Micah and his unblemished skin are next. You've been listening to Bucci. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
On the 19th day in the month of July in 1977, the Son of Man walked among us again to help us change our earth into heaven.